Tomorrow is the great solemnity of Pentecost, the joyful feast of the coming of the Holy Spirit. So we've been looking forward to the coming of Pentecost. We've been praying our novena to the Holy Spirit. Today's the ninth day. Pentecost is also the conclusion of the Easter season. In fact, the conclusion of the whole Lent Easter cycle, which means we come to the end of our whole rich period of liturgical life, and we start what's known as ordinary time on Monday. You get a sense from today's readings that we're getting to a conclusion. I just read the conclusion of the Gospel of St. John. The first reading was the conclusion of the Book of the Acts of the Apostles. We're finishing up, you could say, and getting ready to be sent out into the world. Today's also first Saturday, the first Saturday of June, so it's a day to honor Our Lady, her Immaculate Heart. And it's interesting that this year, the Feast of Pentecost comes between the first Saturday and the day after Pentecost is the Feast of Mary, Mother of the Church. So as if Mary is on both sides of Pentecost. Mary's preparing us for the coming of the Holy Spirit, as we know she did in the early church. But Mary is also the one who journeys with us as we go forth in the power of the Spirit. That's the way it lands this year anyway. There's something kind of open-ended about the readings, even though these are the conclusions of these two books. They don't feel like conclusions. Not like what we heard last Sunday, Feast of the Ascension, when we heard the conclusion of the Gospel of Luke. In that Gospel, the disciples saw Jesus ascend to the Father, and then they went back to the temple and they were praying and rejoicing. It was clear that something had finished. Jesus' earthly mission had finished. But in this Gospel, John's Gospel, it leaves us as if there's so much more to come. Don't worry about John, Jesus says to Peter, your business is to follow me, so keep following. And then John adds this little note about there's a lot more that Jesus did that's not written down, as if to imply this is not the conclusion. There's a lot more to be said. Something similar in the first reading where Paul is under house arrest in Rome. Paul, the great missionary, has now reached the center of the ancient civilization, Rome, and he's stuck there. You say, well, what happened? It doesn't say what happened after that. It says he was there for two full years and he kept proclaiming the kingdom without any hindrance. It says without any hindrance, but he was arrested and he was being guarded by a Roman soldier. So he had a hindrance, but the word of God was not hindered. And the continued mission of the church was not hindered. And this conclusion of the first reading tells us this is not about Paul. As if to say, it doesn't really matter what happened to Paul, as long as the kingdom of God remains, is continuing to be proclaimed, and the gospel is continuing to be proclaimed. And that's where the Acts of the Apostles brings us, to the extension of the gospel to the ends of the earth. Let's go back to the end of the gospel, today's gospel, John's gospel, because it says that Jesus did many other things, and that if they were described in detail, the whole world would not be enough to contain the books that would be written. This tells us that there's more to the mission of Jesus and of the church than what is written. This is something that's important to reflect on, because there are Christians, many Christians, who believe that everything that we need to know and everything that we do know is in the Bible. Bible Christians. They have this theological position they call sola scriptura, the Bible only, or the Bible alone. And so if something is not explicitly taught in the Bible, they don't accept it as worthy of belief. That is not our position as Catholics, because we know, because the Bible itself it doesn't say everything's contained in the Bible and there's nothing else. The Bible says that there are a lot of other things. In fact, this gospel says it clearly. There are many other things Jesus did. And that would take up the whole world to explain. Part of the reason why this is true is because the mission of Jesus is continuing to this day in the church. It can't be all written yet because it's still going on in our lives, in our time. As we are filled with the Holy Spirit and we go forth in the power of the Spirit, if it seems like these readings are left without a conclusion, it's because there is not a conclusion yet. We haven't finished our mission yet. So that's why we're here. We're continuing on the way. Don't stop and say, okay, now we're done with Pentecost, we're done with Easter, let's just go back to the way everything was until we get to Advent. No, now is the time to continue the mission. We had a passage, I don't know, a couple days ago maybe, where there was a quotation from Jesus, which is not recorded in the Gospels. I'm just using it as an example of what John says here. There were many other things that Jesus did. But Paul, telling the elders in Ephesus, says that Jesus said, it's better to give than to receive. You might remember that passage from a few days ago. It's better to give than to receive. Jesus said that. But it's not recorded anywhere in the Gospels. It's just on the lips of Paul. So Paul knew that from the tradition, and he handed it on. And this is the way the life of the church goes. It's yes, it's written, but it's also handed on from person to person. Our faith is not simply a collection of ideas or rules. It's a way of life. It's a whole way of life, and it's a life that we share together, guided by the Holy Spirit. So no matter what happens, no matter who else joins us or doesn't join us, no matter who's following or isn't following, Jesus says, what concern is it of yours what others are doing? You follow me, says to Peter. And that's what he's saying to us. You follow me. Follow me in the power of the Spirit, with confidence in the Lord, without undue concern about everything that's going or not going or happening or not happening. And continue the pilgrimage of hope. So that's where the season of Easter leads us up until right at the threshold of Pentecost. And the Pentecost is a conclusion, but not a conclusion. It's also that new beginning of life in the Spirit. So that's where we are. Let us ask Our Lady to prepare us, to protect us, and to guide us as we go forward.